Sports, another win for the New England Patriots. They beat the L.A. Rams 26-10 in Foxborough yesterday and did it without tight end Rob Gronkowski, who won't be back until next year following back surgery on Friday. Quarterback Tom Brady says Gronk will be missed.
He's such an integral factor of what we do, but we'll keep fighting on. I think we still got a lot of other players who can fight as well, so we're going to have to keep doing them. He's not coming back.
With us this morning to talk about the loss of Gronk and the Patriots' 10th win of the season is ESPN Boston's Mike Reese. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks
for
having
me. And I note you're dressed for the snow today.
Yes, it's football season.
Very nice
hat. Got
the
winter hat.
Very nice hat. First off, Gronk, did it seem obvious that a key weapon was missing yesterday to you?
It did, Bob. They changed the way they played offense. They used different players. For example, rookie wide receiver Malcolm Mitchell played 67 of 79 snaps. He had 8 catches, and he was a much bigger part of their plans. You saw they had to sort of morph into something different without Gronkowski.
So did he actually step up, and who else did?
Well, he certainly stepped up, and you saw LeGarrette Blount, the running back, get them off to the good start with a 43-yard touchdown run on their first drive, and anytime the Patriots can turn to that running game and get out to an early lead, it's always a good thing for them.
All right, Tom Brady set a NFL record with his 201st career win yesterday. A week ago, he didn't quite seem to be himself as he was nursing a knee injury. What about yesterday?
Well, he looked much more comfortable with the knee. And the thing that stands out to me, Bob, is I got to the stadium really early for the game. I try to beat Tom Brady there just to get a feel for, you know, what his workday is like. And he beat me there at 8:10 yesterday morning. He comes walking into the stadium for a 1 o'clock kickoff. And it just shows you, Bob, his commitment, you know, to get himself ready with the bad knee. And even if he didn't have the knee, he's likes to get to the stadium early, so committed at 39 years old to being the best he can be.
All right, the defense. We've been talking a lot about the defense finding itself for the past few weeks. It had 2 turnovers yesterday. Is there progress?
Well, there is progress. I think you put it in the context, though, of who you play, and the LA Rams are the worst offense in the league. But you can't control who you play, so you just do the best you can with the opportunities you have. And what we're seeing is they're settling on a certain group of players, and it's helping them grow, taking another step in the process as they get to a much tougher part of their schedule coming up with the Baltimore Ravens next and then the Denver Broncos, 2 of the best teams in the AFC.
Are there new defensive players stepping up?
There are, and a couple names I'll tell you was one who had an interception yesterday, linebacker Kyle Van Noy. He also drew a holding penalty with a strong pass rush in the game, and he's a third-year player who is very highly touted coming out of Brigham Young. He went to the Detroit Lions as the 40th overall player selected in the 2014 draft, but it didn't work out for him in Detroit. He comes to New England, it's a fresh start, and they've sort of worked him into the mix, and they hope he can be a bigger part of their plans going forward.
All right, you mentioned a moment ago that the Patriots face a tougher schedule as they get closer to the end of the regular season. Tell us about it.
Well, so Monday night, next Monday against the Baltimore Ravens, this team always plays them tough. You might remember the playoff game from after the 2014 regular season when the Patriots used eligible receivers ineligible, and it created a little bit of a controversy with the Baltimore Ravens team, and they had a double pass from Julian Edelman to Danny Amendola. This team, they don't necessarily like each other, and they're very competitive every time they play, so they're next up on the schedule.
And how will the Patriots stack up against them this season?
Well, it's going to be tough. They have some injuries they have to worry about. I mentioned Danny Amendola, who's the number 4 receiver. He left the game yesterday with an ankle injury, was seen on crutches and a walking boot. Eric Rowe, their number 2 cornerback, left with a hamstring injury. Not the type of team, Bob, you want to go in when you have a couple of key players injured. So there might be a little bit shorthanded for the game, but expect a very physical, tough game against 2 very good teams.
All right.
2 very good teams.
All right, Mike Reese, we'll talk to you next Tuesday after the Monday night game. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPNBoston.com and provides regular analysis for us here on WBUR's Morning Edition.